Welcome to the Recruitment Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Tom Birkinshaw, and today we are fortunate enough to be over in Belfast at the Hayward Hawk offices to meet with our partners, Richard Waterson and Gemma Murphy, directors of Hayward Hawk. Hayward Hawk started out as a tech-based recruitment firm and officially launched in 2016. After 3 years in business, they were receiving more requests for professional service roles within their industry. Gemma was then introduced to the company in 2019 when they want to expand their offering in the professional service sector. Gemma came with a wealth of knowledge within the sector, allowing Hayward Hawk to become the all-round recruitment business they are today. We discussed with Richard and Gemma how Hayward Hawk has successfully navigated consistent and stable growth since they launched and what's ahead for their business plans this year. Richard, Gemma, thank you very much for joining the Recruitment Entrepreneur Podcast today. It's great having you here.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Welcome to Belfast.
Yeah, and thanks for having me in Belfast. It makes a nice change. So firstly, let's get into Hayward Hawk, the brand. Where did it all start for both of you and Hayward Hawk?
Yeah, so Hayward Hawk, we're approaching our seventh birthday on the 1st of July, which is flowing in. It's been a great 7 years, an interesting 7 years, setting up an agency with Brexit, with lockdown and all the challenges that you don't foresee when you put in a business plan. But those things make you stronger and you learn how to adapt. We set up initially as a technology-based recruitment agency. The Belfast marketplace was seeing an influx of US, or primarily US tech firms coming up over, setting up software houses, etc. in the local market. At the time, there wasn't a technology specific recruitment agency to be the one-stop shop for those companies coming over. So we saw a gap in the market in that regard and got together and started thinking about what we would do, how we would do it, how it was gonna be different, what the market wasn't seeing in Belfast that might've been normal in somewhere like London, Dublin, even New York. And trying to adapt new ways of doing business, that's really the setup, the initial idea, and we have evolved in a lot of different ways since that. And I suppose the main one was bringing Gemma on to set up Hayward Hawk Professional Services.
Yeah, so I joined the Hayward Hawk Group in May 2019, so we've just had our fourth year, and so yeah, lots and lots of the clients on the tech side of the businesses were asking for support across other specialisms, be it finance, legal, sales, HR, which the guys were trying to do, but it was really an area they wanted to branch out into. Richie and I had worked together in a previous agency, so it seemed like a sensible idea at the time, and here we are. So yeah, that's really how we came to be.
I think there was always the joy of filling out a team of Java developers and software testers and then being asked for a HR manager or marketing manager, and sort of grinning and saying we could do it, and then realizing that we didn't have that specialism or that database or whatever. So Gemma has been a phenomenal partner in terms of being the sort of all-round recruitment agency within Belfast.
So when you set up initially, you mentioned in the sort of like the tech space, there wasn't really that niche market. There were a couple of big now competitors, I guess. Was that not kind of a daunting prospect, you know, thinking about the business plan and who your competitors were at the time? You know, granted, it wasn't as wide with the competitors as it is today that we talked about earlier. But kind of pitching the business plan, going in and competing with these big guys when you're coming in as a startup.
Yeah, it was extremely daunting, but we were confident that there was still room in the market. At the time, the market wasn't as evolved as some of the other big cities that I'd mentioned previously, and we knew that there was this influx of new clients coming in every couple of months. So we felt confident that we wouldn't have to go and arm wrestle clients off some of the bigger existing agencies in the early days. We would have companies coming in that we could pitch to straight away, be one of the first faces that they saw, and really grow the business through new companies that were growing alongside with you. So we felt confident in that. I mean, our competitors back then and our competitors now are excellent agencies. in their own rights and do things slightly differently to how we do, but obviously had a large market share and great reputations. But just trying to do something a little bit different really helped us in the market. And the other thing in Belfast, you know, it's not a huge city. Having the backing of someone like James Caan, who's a well-known entity, you know, minor celebrity over here, really resonated and got us up and running quickly and gave us not just financial backing and strategic support, but also credibility that we were not just a new agency that were, you know, working out of a Starbucks or, you know, someone's house. You know, James had seen something in us he wanted to be a part of, and that resonated well with clients, candidates, and so on throughout the market.
And obviously a sensible move, because 7 years later, what's your current headcount?
We are at 20 people today, so steady growth.
Yeah.
And a really excellent team and a strong culture that's grown along with it.
So going back to kind of the reason of why you set up, and you mentioned kind of the US as well, that's, you know, a huge market for you guys. Was that part of the initial business plan to then set up with that direction straight away?
Yeah, so that was the plan from the start. I think in 2016, it was a much more difficult market to enter. Just, you know, you're working 5 days a week in the office. There wasn't, you know, there's an expectation of physical meetings with clients and so on. We started doing a little bit of work in the US or 2018, 2019, but then lockdown happened and the world went remote, and then the barriers to entry were really, you know, blown away. The other thing, our client base from day one has predominantly been 70-75% been US based organizations, albeit with offices in Ireland, in Belfast, Dublin, or across in the UK. So there was that client base there where we could do a good job in Northern Ireland and then, you know, see if we could, you know, reach out to their East Coast offices or wherever it was. So yeah, it's been a passion of mine since I moved back from the US, and we've been doing a fair bit of work over the last few years and traveling back and forth in recent years to see the clients.
And a recent trip to Boston.
Mm-hmm. Great trip to Boston. Yeah. Just back about a week ago. So we kind of did it in twofold. We had, you know, a dozen meetings, give or take, over the few days we were there. But we also used it as an incentive trip for our top performers of 2022. So I would go off and do some meetings with a few of my colleagues, and, you know, the rest of the guys would go on a tour of Harvard or whale watching tour or just to the pub.
You got the short straw.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to plan that
exactly
better.
So so yeah, the plan would be sort of two trips a year just to go out and touch base with our clients. They're all predominantly East Coast, so it's quite easy to do and go from there.
And Gemma, obviously there's Hayward Hawk currently technology and Hayward Hawk professional services. Mm-hmm. How's that benefited you and your business plan when you came in with kind of your arm of strategy and your business plan effectively? Mm-hmm. How was it kind of coming into that business that had that international set up already for you?
Yeah, so whenever we launched and came in, there was a portfolio of really great clients already there for us to intro ourselves to, some clients that I, you know, we'd never worked with before that were predominantly tech. But then we had our own client base as well, that we were able to build on across, you know, the finance, accountancy and finance market, and specifically legal markets here. From an international point of view, that's something we're building out on our side now and really trying to maximize, again, piggybacking off the relationships that the tech business has built over the last few years.
So it sounds like obviously two obviously different markets, you're expanding within that, mm-hmm. you know, internally within the business. You guys are at a point now where one head is greater than two in this instance. You know, you're looking to merge the businesses and become that one brand with subsectors of specialisms.
Yeah.
What was then the pinnacle of kind of making that move? Because obviously you've been going for 7 years successfully. Mm-hmm. It sounds like all the wheels are in motion. You know, there's organic growth, sustainable growth, difficult mm-hmm. market. It's all going well. What was the premise of merging at this point?
I think, well, two points really. I suppose to really, maximize our potential with our existing client base and really build on those opportunities. I think when we did a bit of a review of clients that we've placed with in the last kind of 12-18 months, it was surprising how many of them were tech clients that we maybe weren't maximizing on my side of the business, or indeed clients here but also had a tech requirement and those kind of roles as well. So it was really just to maximize those client relationships and also to be able to offer our candidates really a full view of what's out there in the market. And from a client point of view, you know, we didn't want to just be seen as an accountancy and finance recruiter when we had the potential to deliver a more holistic recruitment solution, for want of a better way of putting it.
Yeah, I think, you know, since Hayward Hawk Professional Services came on board, it's been like a very close relationship, but nearly two separate companies mm-hmm. under the one roof. Obviously using the same branding and overlapping, but we probably weren't maximizing what we could and working together as one. So it's been great to merge in recent weeks, having the consultants work closely together, join up on a lot more than we should have or we had been doing in the past. And as I say, giving our clients the 360 approach that you know we can now and we might not have been doing in recent years.
Great idea, and obviously makes sense from an external perception for candidates, clients, you know, making sure that, you know, that offering is completely visible. In terms of, obviously, you're at 20 heads now, you know, if there was just the two of you, it would be quite an easy conversation to go, look, this is what we're doing, this is why we're doing it. Do we agree or disagree? Mm. How did that conversation go down with the staff within the business? Obviously, kind of following on from what you've just said, what was that first conversation like with them, and, you know, looking at what the potential of the business could be, and how did that go?
Yeah, really positive and something that our senior management team had been driving for quite a while. It made sense for our staff. It definitely increased their opportunities within the joint client bases. But also just, you know, being able to work together with essentially a new team, learning from them, seeing how we can team up both on, you know, just on the straight recruitment piece, but also, you know, on our market inside of the business and how we go about branding, events, everything that comes with running the recruitment business. So really positive, shared resources, shared ideas, and a really exciting future, certainly in the next year or two.
And I think even being in the office today, you know, listening to everybody on the phone, like, you wouldn't even think that there's two companies. The culture, how people talk on the phone is already similar, it's really aligned. Mm-hmm. So I guess that the progression was always going to be natural anyway.
Yeah, definitely. And I think certainly over the last kind of 6 months before really we came to the point where, you know, let's do this, this makes professional sense, commercial sense, but also operationally as well, we really had become, it felt more like one business. So it was just really the final piece of the puzzle really to bring it together.
So obviously quite a busy year.
Yes.
A merger, rebranding, joint branding.
Yeah.
The market compared to last year, how are you finding, obviously two different sectors and expanding? Mm-hmm. Has that been tougher in general?
Yeah, the market is an interesting year, as most recruitment agencies would say. There's definitely a number of our clients that are on hiring freeze or pause or waiting to see what the next few months look like. But, you know, there's a lot of positivity out there, a lot of clients hiring in good numbers, some really interesting roles coming up, you know, new opportunities coming up all the time. So whilst it is, I'd probably say, a strange market, we definitely are seeing a change from what we saw in quarter one and going forward. It differs between locations. We've probably seen more of a slowdown on our US work than Northern Ireland, UK. We're also doing a fair bit of work in Germany now, and it's really strong, and a lot of roles coming through there. So it's easy to probably get negative about this year, just given that, you know, previous years have been so busy and fruitful, and this year obviously is quite different, but if you seek for the positives, there's a lot out there, and you just have to do your day job a little bit differently, mm-hmm. and adapt to 2023.
Mm-hmm. And how have you found, I mean, we talked about this before in a previous meeting, about going back to your business plan, you know, you're going up against really strong competitors that have been around for a lot longer with better and more offerings because you were a startup. Mm-hmm. Obviously, jump forward to today, you're very in a very different position with the merger and everything. What makes you guys different to now your big competitors that you sit alongside?
I think one of what we would say is kind of a unique selling point for us is like our team are generally, they're all experienced recruiters. We have hired experienced recruiters rather than kind of trainees as such. And I think everyone really does, it is a consultative approach. You know, we're just not, I think, a CV sending machine.
Transactional.
Very transactional, yeah. Very arm's length. We do, like, lots of our clients, like, for us have been clients of ours in some way for the last 10 plus years. Mm-hmm. We've brought a lot of those relationships with us to this mm-hmm. business, and you know, everyone works really hard to try and maintain those and then get into their own, build their own relationships within those businesses too. So it is consultative. It's, you know, from a candidate point of view, that's where everyone's mm. struggling at the minute, really, mm. is for candidates. So we put a lot of work into networking within our own, on our own desks and through our own yeah. relationships to really try and build on that.
And you were, telling me earlier on that point about you placed the same person now a fourth?
Yeah, working on the fourth time, so I've got
how many years was that?
Yeah, I've two hat tricks in candidates that have placed three times, so probably over the last 9 years, I think, right. give or take. So moving every 2 or 3 years, and thankfully I've had good opportunities to keep progressing their careers and become very close with these guys. So yeah, working on the fourth time with the guy, but that, you know, that goes to sort of show that we do put a lot of time and effort and value into building rapport, building relationships, and working those through. But I think, just to echo in terms of what Gemma was saying, I think what we did initially when we set up, and probably what most agencies will do, is be very, very hyper critical of what our competitors are doing and what they're focusing on and what their marketing and media looks like and so on. And I think in recent years we've realized that we just need to run our own race, and if we believe in what you know, our vision is for the company and what we want to do, and we're on the right track, then just stick to that and not get too sidelined by what the competition is doing, because mm-hmm. you know, they may be stronger in certain areas than we are, and go down a certain road that we don't need to go down. And I think that's been a learn in recent years, is, as I say, run our own race and focus on, you know, having a very firm belief in what we have set up and what we want to do.
Mm-hmm. Like you said about being distracted, you know, focus on yourselves, and obviously quite a big year for you guys, obviously growing headcount, merger, rebrand. What's it look like in a year's time once that's all done and dusted?
Yeah, good question. very good question. Well, I think, yeah, look, there's a lot of change in the business now. We've probably been thinking about a lot of things for a few years that we've finally come to implement now. And we're very, very confident on what we're doing and what the next couple of years look like. I think the next sort of progression for us is twofold. One, location wise, obviously a bigger focus in the US with a vision of having a physical office there within 2-3 years, kind of grow the business out there, justify it, and then explore that avenue. But also, you know, we've made a lot of revenue in Germany, which was never on the cards initially, and has kind of crept up on us. So, you know, kind of really focusing, Belfast is always going to be our bread and butter. It's, you know, we're very passionate about the local market here, but also knowing that it is a very open world now, and you can access clients pretty much anywhere over the globe. So maximizing that. The second part of it is different subdivisions of Hayward Hawk. So Technology was the first sector that we worked in. Gemma came on board and we're doing legal, accountancy and finance, etc., etc. We have set up Hayward Hawk Engineering. So we've got a great guy, Dom Heron, who has come on board in January 1st and is growing that. And hopefully we'll add a couple of heads to that before the year's out. And then looking at other strategic markets that you know, work well with what we're doing in our established markets and try and grow the business over the next couple of years in that regard.
Being part of, you mentioned networking, which got me thinking about obviously being part of the Recruitment Entrepreneur Network. How has that helped the kind of the organic growth? I mean, obviously you guys are doing it at the front of it, but obviously you've got, you know, the US and international expansion, there's a portfolio of businesses. Have you managed to leverage any of that network?
Yeah, that's been, well, Recruitment Entrepreneur from the top down has been, you know, unbelievably helpful to us in so many different facets. In that regard, with the Recruitment Entrepreneur International, we're doing a little bit with some of the companies around the globe. There's a company in Arizona that Mark Deschamps is looking after. We've been talking to them. We've been talking with Doug in Ohio and really trying to get ideas of how to enter that market and you know, share resources in that regard. But you know, locally in the UK, we've always done a lot of work with all the JVs that have been established for years and the new ones coming in. So there is a lot of cross selling. There's a lot of good ideas shared. When we meet up for CEO forums, there's really, really good ideas that go around the room, and it's a huge benefit having that network to share ideas, but also to, you know, cross sell, work in roles together, and seeing how we could you know, help each other with each other's clients, etc., etc.
If you were to go back 7 years, then in people who are listening to this today, thinking, you know, who are naturally like entrepreneurs, want to go down the recruitment route, would your business plan that you put in 7 years ago work today, or would you be starting from scratch?
I actually dusted it off if I'm in the attic, and some of the numbers that I put in there, I don't know what I was thinking at the time.
Optimistic?
Yeah, a little bit optimistic to say the least. But oh yeah, listen, it would change a lot. And I think it's easy to say now that could I have done this myself, and did we need the backing of Recruitment Entrepreneur or you know, something like that? And it might be easy to say, oh yeah, I could do this easily myself now, but the naivety of setting up a business 7 years ago, we didn't really have a clue what we were doing. I mean, obviously very confident in the ability to recruit, to win clients, and do that side of it, but running the business as a whole, I think, you know, we were way off in terms of you know, how we would have went about it were it not for the support and the structure of Recruitment Entrepreneur. So it's been fantastic in that regard, not just on, you know, from anything from the accounts and the credit control and so on, but just the strategic way of thinking of industry experts who have done it time and time again, who you can sit down with, pose a problem, and they'll be able to say, well, look, this happened a couple of years ago with company X, and maybe think about doing it this way, or I would suggest this way. Never forcing anything on you in terms of you have to do it this way, but giving you a different line of thinking from people that you can trust time and time again. Previously, Abid, Hamid, now Greg and Angus and so on. So yeah, I think if we went back to do it again, our business plan would be a lot different. But certainly, having seen the help that we've got in 7 years, you know, can't recommend it highly enough.
And I guess that's the important message to everybody. I mean, I think if you asked any of the CEOs within the portfolio, and even probably beyond, when they went, you know, did it themselves or went and partnered up, that if they brushed off and dusted off their business plan, does it look like anything that they projected? 90% of them, I'd probably say no, because, you know, they've never done it before. It's hugely optimistic, but I think, especially from our side, we back people and businesses. It's not just that what's on the black and white. Obviously, you've thrown COVID in there. That's changed the working model of everybody around the globe. Mm-hmm. That changes business plans overnight. But I think the reality is at least you had one, you know, you had a good positive one. And although it's been different, I mean, you couldn't have forecasted to where you are today. And arguably a year ago, 18 months, you wouldn't have thought where you are, you know, this month as to what plans you've got with the merger and the rebrand. So your advice to somebody who's setting up a recruitment company today then, and especially in Belfast, Northern Ireland, going back 7 years, it was a lot slimmer market. You know, you talk about a less than handful of competitors, whereas if I was to set up here today, you know, I'd be doing a lot more due diligence on a lot more companies, and it would be a lot harder work. And Gemma, we were talking earlier and you said, it's not just there are a lot of recruitment companies, there are a lot of good recruitment companies out here.
And I think certainly in the last kind of 4 or 5 years here, there's been a lot of people kind of doing the same kind of thing as what we've done. They've worked in the agency kind of 10 plus years and then have decided, you know, I'm going to go out and do this myself. I think there's a lot of good recruiters there offering something slightly different. I think if I was to give any advice to anybody, it would be, no matter how well you know the market, just to echo what Richie had said there, you've never ran a business before. It's just to get a mentor or an investor that knows recruitment, that knows the market, because there will be 100 things in your first year that you've never experienced before and don't know how to navigate without good advice. So.
And it's good having that support. And arguably, you know, even between yourselves and the two, you know, I imagine there's the same problems, different sectors that, you know, you bounce off each other. And even listening in the office today, the amount of kind of chitter chatter across the office and the conversations being had. But it's an open plan office, which, you know, is great to see that interaction. And I think you mentioned it before, which is about having that open network. You know, it's one brand and one mentality. But having people to bounce off and a mentor is a great idea.
Absolutely.
And just to echo what you were saying there, when I found the business plan, we were looking at the list of competitors even 7 years ago, and you know, there's probably only two or three that we would still consider competitors or still in the market. But I think it's fair to say Belfast has been recognized as a real impressive hub for recruitment. And again, previously, and when we set up, everyone in Belfast was recruiting for companies in Belfast. Now, you know, it's a much more open world. There's companies here that are exclusively recruiting into the London fintech market and London markets, all across the UK. And we're seeing so many new competitors pop up all the time, and you know, really, really talented, well structured, well run agencies with talented recruiters. So it's an ever-changing market, and we have to adapt with that, but it is also really good to see that, you know, what we've got in Belfast and how impressive it really is.
Well, I think, like you say, Belfast over the last 5 to 7 years has definitely kind of been put on the mark. We mentioned earlier about, you know, the amount of good quality talent within Northern Ireland, let alone anywhere else, is now suddenly not being seen, but to be realised a little bit. And obviously with the COVID and going global, it's easier for people now suddenly to be an international company. How you actually manage the structure of those deals and candidates is obviously a whole different story. Anyone can pick up a Teams call, but to actually see it all the way through is a lot harder. Sounds like an interesting year ahead, a busy year. Thank you very much for your advice, hugely interesting, and wish you all the well for this year and into next.
Thanks very much, Tom.
Thank you.